Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Hillary Clinton's response to the controversy surrounding her private email accounts. It's all fine. Don't worry about it. She's got it covered. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Yeah, she might have used personal email for government business, but only because she didn't want to carry two BlackBerries after she lost all that weight running around the world as Secretary of State and was trying to maintain her newly acquired slim profile. She also maintains that all the private messages she did delete were trivial and concerned with planning her daughter's wedding, mother's funeral, or her yoga routines. Yes, all 30,000 of the emails. Which sounds like either a very complicated funeral or she was desperate to advance past the mountain pose and downward dog. Besides, when you think about it, fiscal hawks everywhere should be rejoicing since Hillary was saving the government gobs of money by running her own server. Most surprising was the source that brought the records discrepancies to light, the leader of that vast right-wing conspiracy, the New York Times. But if we've learned anything over the past couple of years, it's that nothing on the internet ever goes away. So if certain parties from certain congressional committees want to investigate what was really on those emails, we can always get Julian Assange or Edward Snowden or the NSA to dig into their massive stacks and release the files. Hopefully, they'll be able to suppress photos of Hillary in yoga pants on the basis of national security. It's always something with the Clintons, isn't it? Female or email. As former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown is wont to say, the E in email stands for evidence. Safe to say that lessons will be learned, and after becoming president, Hillary will switch to an iPhone. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.